Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
Yeah! No, we're not on. I hate you so much, Jesse. That's the beginning. That's the one we're going to go with. Who gives a shit? Listen, you tried so hard, JP. Poor Jesse Pedraza, our producer. Welcome to the call, people. Welcome. It's your first day in orientation. We don't do bus stuff, so don't worry about it. It's all going to be good. I am Neil Wood. I'm here with my co-host, sweet Adam Nutter. How are you, buddy?
Hey, bud. What's going on?
How are your teats?
Fine.
Good. Good to hear.
Hit him?
And we're here with our... Okay, don't make a thing out of it.
All right.
I'm just checking on your teeth.
All right.
And then checking out my sweet producer. How you doing, Jesse Pinarasa?
I'm doing good, man.
I said that name as white as I could.
No, yeah. You did.
I tried to give it a firm... Pedraza? Is it Pedraza? Wonderful.
We say tortillas here?
Yes, thank you.
Jesse Pedraza.
Wonderful. Chin-don. Chin-don to you, dude. You and your family. It's wonderful, your people. So, coming into the episode... No, I love everything you do, bud. And coming to the episode, we got some awesome guests. They are on... Actually, well, one of them is doing his own thing, the Zachy Hour on the sweet... Oh, God. Already. Zachy Hour on the Drop Tent Network, and of course, and then both of them are on the sweet Broad Street. I almost did it again. Broadway for Boys. I have a
Broadway for Boys.
That's exactly. No, stop. Let me. Here's my thing. I have a friend who has a podcast that is solely around the Flyers and around
it's Broad Street.
It's Broad Street Bullies podcast. So I fuck up every single time. Broadway for Breeders. It's awesome. Give it up right now for Zach Pedraza. I always do it again. I said Pedraza right there. Zach Petrovich. Zach Petrovich. And Ollie Blatt. Everybody, welcome them. Yay. Woo! Yeah, they're here, and I suck at intros.
And,
Zach, my secretary of alcohol,
is
here on the show.
Let's get fucking drunk.
Blessed be upon you.
Except for you, Adam, because you're a pussy.
Blessed be upon you, dude. Oh,
no. Peace be with me.
Yes, as well.
He gave us the
thank you for telling me my business.
Yeah, no, it's the Pope. Can you fucking relax?
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm the fucking Pope.
He's the Pope.
I employed you as my secretary of alcohol.
Yeah, but he
didn't.
Doesn't mean we can't give you shit about it.
All right.
It's very true. Our sweet guest today, putting stuff in the end, soon to be released, the sweet Broadway for Breeders. I love you guys a lot because you talk about something that I'm interested in, but also suck at. Have sucked at most of my life, and will never be ever on. I will never be on a stage ever that has the music. I can't do it. I'm scared of it. I won't do it. But other than that, guys, what else is going on? Let's not even talk about the podcast. Who cares about it? You know what I mean? It's like whatever. I'm just talking about but I'm excited that you guys are doing something that one, we've got some cool like podcasts already, but I feel like you guys are getting into a nice little note of like you guys should be into theater. It's a fun thing to do, and it also doesn't matter if you're gay or straight or whatever, just get into it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, sure. No, I mean, yeah, the podcast, it was one of those things that, you know, I have a degree in theater, okay? And, like, I most of my life, you know, pre turning 21 and realizing I can, you know, do comedy, was like, you know, it was all about theater. And, you know, it's just like been a big part of my life that, like, you know, definitely is, it's a good time. It's a good, like you said, it is a good time. And I think more people should, like, you know, we're trying to reach a bigger audience with it. Cause like, it is one of those things that definitely, has a niche market. Like, you know, so did you watch Glee? Like, you know, it's like, no, don't. That's not what I'm talking about.
The fucking birds, dude. What's wrong?
But yeah, no, it's a great time. We're really excited. We should have the first episodes coming out next week. So
And well, say I think you did. You well, no, you started in the theater, and Ollie, I think you always. Well, you're the same situation, right? You have a theater background already.
Yep. Okay, yeah, I've been.
You never did stand. Did you stand up?
No,
at any point?
No. I'd open for him, and just to make him look good is pretty much what would happen.
That's what he says. You know, he's one of those people that's never done stand up and thinks that they can open for you. You know.
It's like an opening line they really thought of, didn't tell you they were gonna do, and they do it, and it gets nothing. And you're like, all right, give it up, there is Zach Bentley. Give it up for him. He's the man. He's up for him.
He's killed at the office. Yeah, I don't understand why it didn't translate.
This is funny. I'm giving you shit, buddy. I'm giving you
when Zach. I was talking to Zach on the phone the other day about this podcast stuff, and I was like, yeah, you gotta come on. I'm like, if you're at the studio tomorrow, just stay on, do cult, might as well, you know, because you're my secretary of alcohol, just joking around. And he goes, ha, 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 yeah. My dad was really mad about that. like he got real serious. Yeah. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah. He's like, I talked to my dad. He's like, oh, you know your drug addict friends doing dumb shit? And I'm like, well, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Half right.
Like, you know, half right. He's like, oh, so what? You're just putting it out there? You're a drug addict? And I was like, No, we're comedians, dumbass, and everyone knows I'm a drug addict.
I submit that's anyone anyone your father loved was a drug addict. I 100%. I bet you any of the things, because I know your dad's got a theater background too. All of those people in the 70s, they're like eight, like they were all on coke. They were all coked out or on uppers.
I mean, it's definitely a
fucking
pot calling the kettle black thing. It's like,
come on, pop.
Get out of here. You know, really like he gets on me, and I'm like, you know, I remember
blackjacks and like all the fucking uppers of the 60s.
What's that?
Like, no, what is it? I'm thinking of the truckers.
With.
Oh, that? Black Beauties.
Black Beauties.
Yeah, now I know what you're talking about. Sorry, I had to go into my F. Scott Fitzgerald brand.
Yes, thank you.
Because my dad's from the 40s. Anyway, no, that's me.
God, there we go.
You're
doing your bingo tonight. He has done a 40s voice. There we go. Check that off. Take a shot. Don't do it, dude. Don't go any farther. No. Control yourself.
I'm controlled.
I just found it funny that he found it. So.
Yeah, no, he was like really. Well, he was like looking for something to be mad at me about.
Right,
parents do. You know what I mean? And he was just like, yeah, well, you and your drug addict friends on here. And I'm like, what? What is this guy? What do you mean I'm a drug addict? What drug addict friends? No, because I have a lot of them. So I was genuinely like, which ones?
Which ones?
Like, who said
that? Like, seriously,
I thought
which
I got
ones?
Posted in something on Facebook of me, like, you know, doing something very illicit. Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
Like,
right?
I'm in a meme now. Like, I'm
so the fucking camera. Yeah.
That was Zach Lane's into it. He's just like,
No, I just look like fucking look like Johnny Cash in a bush eating cake. Like, that's
you and your drug addict friends.
I'm like, all right, but no. And I was like, no, we're on a podcast. Like, shut the fuck up. We're, you know, like, what's wrong with you? And he's like, yeah, well. And I was like, yeah, okay.
So your sound's out of.
So I've been trying to get corona, I guess is what I'm saying. just trying with all
awesome,
my might,
dude.
But
awesome.
What are you gonna do?
Love it.
Yeah.
Nothing. All I gotta say is you gotta work on your dad impersonation.
Well, they don't need
pretty
to.
Pretty shitty right now.
Yeah, they don't know that. Shut up.
Fair. Yeah, I was saying before, talking about drugs, but legal drugs, Accutane. We're both losers in our 30s. Had to take Accutane again, Neil and I.
Did take it.
Yeah, which is really pathetic and sad.
You know that doesn't get rid of herpes, right, Neil?
Listen, I don't care what you say. The internet did have some articles, so I don't give a shit.
Oh, no, I Googled it, and then it brought me to QAnon, and apparently Accutane.
Oh, my God, you read the same article.
I did. Yeah.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Because I'm really Alex Jones. No.
I have pretty good insurance, so I pay like $25 for it.
Right.
It is $217 without insurance, which is fucking psychotic for acne medication.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Who can afford that?
Well, that's why.
Apparently, you. No, I have great insurance. I paid $25 for it. I'm saying without insurance,
I paid $150 to give you the idea of just different insurances. Like, my work went, and they were just like, yeah, dude, we went through all the generic ones, and That was about as cheap as we could get it. I'm just like,
it's crazy.
Thanks, guys.
Now you're just stuck there. It's just like, I've been stuck in that before. Once you became an adult, it just became, well, do you want clear skin and people to not look at your face when you're on stage? Or do you want,
right, no, it's legitimate, you want to pay bills? Yeah.
But that's weird because you got it with your face again. Yeah. And not your back, though.
I've never had it on my back.
See, I just got it with my back.
You're a gargoyle.
Not my... Okay, well... Yeah, man. Do I perch on weldings sometimes? Sure.
Weldings, really?
Oh, nice. I said weld. I fucking did say weldings.
I push on weldings?
I did say that, didn't I?
I push on weldings, boy.
I push on weldings.
Want to go get some pen
spot? I open my back.
I like the Torontos, and then I like the welding sometimes. It's so cute.
Yeah, you, can go
you
on,
can't even see my horse.
No, you go
now.
You go on the wielding. It's good time.
Ollie, shut up. All right. I'm just keep it down. Just keep it down. Keep it down. Do, yeah, do less. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
do
yeah. God, don't fucking talk to me.
Well,
like
never.
That.
No. Like, well, no, because at least, I mean, you were a character from a young age. And how much, well, this is one thing I haven't figured out, oh. And it goes into all of it, is how much did you perform when you were starting? Because I know you run shows, yeah. And stuff like that, yeah. And are currently doing it, and had Zach on to do it. Oh, such a mistake. But, yeah, such a bad idea.
A
if you want
time.
Your business to continue, stop. Yeah. But how much of it, because I know we talked about it a little bit on a podcast that people will listen to later, how much of where you were a performer before you started getting in? Like, you did the theater background, but like...
Yeah, I mean, I was a performer for probably 5 or 6 years, and much like our guest on the podcast was like, he hated auditioning. I mean, auditioning sucks.
Okay.
It's awful. And I started training and working on the production side, and I really fell in love with that, so...
Okay.
That's where I am now. Yeah.
And no skin problems between the either of you.
No.
See, that's. Oh my God.
I actually had. Oh, no,
what
I had.
I would have given. Sorry. I'm sorry. What have I given? Because, again, I would never have been like, one, I had acne, and
at least
fat.
You didn't have.
No, you were fat.
I'm still fat.
Which is, you're still. I liked. I was going to give it to you, and then. I was going to let it roll.
I was going to say it. Yeah. So, I mean,
you're not saying anything. You're on your fucking phone, you loser.
I'm doing something for the podcast, stupid.
Okay.
He's looking at it. I can see.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm doing it for the podcast.
I'm not hard when I'm on this podcast.
It is a thing we've talked about. We will discuss it after this as well.
Yeah, but back knee, that's something I've never, ever had a problem
even
with.
From sports?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't take like steroids. I've only saw that in steroid dudes.
Yeah, but I didn't take steroids.
I know. Dudes that look like they should be on steroids.
Yes.
Adam.
Yeah, right. 100%. Exactly.
Are you saying I'm tiny? I'm 6 foot.
You're a small guy. It's the first thing to attack him. The first thing, I love it, because he's been mad at me for his
so
height
mad.
For so long. He sometimes would just stand next to me when we first met, and he would just be like, fuck it, I hate you, dude.
I hate it so much.
You know why? I'll tell you why I hate it. If I had his height with my athletic ability playing football, I could have got further in football.
Dude, I could have been all state, bro. I used to be able to throw a pass over them mountains.
Maybe. I could have had a longer trajectory of a throw.
Yeah, man.
Can you hear that?
I didn't play quarterback.
No.
Point.
Yeah, I know. I can hear him at 60 saying the same stuff. Yeah, I can hear the old guy. He's doing the same arguments now. He's already, man, he's going to be looking at a young black kid who's like 6'5", and be like, man, if I was your height, dude, you should have saw me back in the day. I ain't gonna tell you.
I
this kid's like,
fuck it on, bro.
Yeah. Dude looked at him and was
I
like,
I still do? How dare you? I'll fucking outthrow anybody in this goddamn room.
It's such a bad idea for you to say that.
Now, granted, I'll outthrow in like 5 throws, my arm's done.
You blow out your arm. You blow out your arm every week, throwing to your dog, who's a fat nothing.
Wait,
who you can barely throw it to.
I blew out my arm.
Oh, you.
He blows it out all the time.
Fuck it.
He's I think I need surgery, and I never addressed it. I never addressed it in
have
like
you heard
12
about
years.
Stem cells?
Yes. I thought about it.
He would do
it.
He's got that kind of throw.
Oh, I didn't realize. Yeah, I don't. I want stem cells everywhere for me. I think, like, hey, I just want a reshot. I want another shot.
That's like Elizabeth Bathory. That was the lady who used to like kill all those
blood,
people.
Right?
And washed in blood. That's
just
in a science
young virgin
with,
loves
hey.
Youth.
She's like, oh, it's more gelatinous today. This is really nice, though.
How long was this sitting? Dude, is this last week's batch? This is bullshit.
Just no. All right, no, that's fine. That's good. Oh,
so, yeah, I'm pissed that I'm 5 inches shorter.
Well, we started on this because of Aggie. But yeah, you have to take it again for your little backy.
I got immediate dry mouth and stuff immediately.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Immediately, after the first day, I was like, my mouth is dry as fuck.
You're not on any meds. Well, you're on all the meds. Zach is on all the meds. Ollie, any old man meds?
No. I'm not old yet.
You're almost. On. Okay. Yeah.
No.
Well, I'm just letting you know, the way you look, you should be taking ginseng or something.
Yeah. I don't even.
I don't even mean like, I just mean preventative. I don't mean like your need to be on. I just mean like, I don't know.
I should be, you know.
That's all whatever. I hear all the time. It's just like, you know, you should start taking ginseng and then put a suppository up your ass or something. I don't know. My mom's weird.
That might be fun. I don't know.
But yeah, it might be a good time.
You got to boof it.
You got to boof it. You boof it all the time.
It bypasses Jess, you know all the unimportant stuff.
Jesse's all about the boof.
Not really.
God, it sounds like we have a teenager working for us.
Not really.
Not really. Honestly, I'm going to check out Fortnite. That's pretty much it.
TikTok.
He does have a TikTok now.
Oh, no.
He does. Yeah, yeah, Jesse Pedraza show.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Is it TikTok good, though?
No. No.
Like,
I haven't.
Have TikTok. Here's the 33.
Thing. I have, like, things written down to do, but I haven't done them, so...
All right.
Man, that got sad. All right.
That was really sad.
Holy shit.
I almost wanted to hang myself at how sad that was.
You could have been like, I had a couple ideas. I was going to pitch this to you guys. It's fine. You could have done it, but it's fine. You were just like, I got a couple ideas. I look at a sad notebook while I cry.
You're
going
to see them on TikTok.
I will never see them on TikTok.
All right. Oh, no. I'm sure they'll.
It's a dude, I don't think the podcast studio can handle it.
I don't know.
Sounds like they're really.
I can't wait to fucking just get a TikTok just to shit on you. I'm going to make opposite videos. I'm going to be calling out Jesse Pedraza.
If Neil makes it just a pure Jesse Pedraza troll TikTok.
You can do a duet to my TikTok and then just shit on it if you want to. That'd be a great series.
Oh, that would be a great series. Hey, I'm bored.
He just got us all on TikTok.
Yeah. I know. I would actually get that.
This is why you can't talk to anyone on TikTok. It's like a
contagious.
I was going to say, well, I was going to say something
breathe,
else, but we're
just
not.
Breathe. Just breathe, man. Just breathe it out. You know what I mean?
Like all the different things are it's making me feel okay. Different things at once.
I was going to say cult, but like we like that word here.
We do like that
I
word.
I was trying to put.
That's okay.
Yeah, so it does sound like a cult then.
It is.
Good talk. Glad we had this.
I started craning again.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
No.
I
don't
went
believe you.
The first day, I went.
Oh, wow.
And striking. I can't. Well, I can't do sparring though.
Right. Just, can't do
really.
Yeah.
Because his brain's right now.
Yeah. So I just. Yeah,
you laughed a lot at that.
And by the way, I almost threw up, and yeah. I was beyond sore.
Yeah. You're terrible.
It's humbling. You're, I remember like my first like anything after I took like 5 years off of boxing.
It's 12.
I did jujitsu, yeah, and it's like you think like oh, I can still figure this out. I'm an athlete. You're not, and I definitely am not. Like it was.
Dude, you're still right.
Yeah, no, humbling. Humbling is the word I would
dude,
use.
Dude, I was almost like, did I ever throw a punch? I used to fight.
You feel like you're running in sand.
Like I forgot I even did that. I was like, oh, this is like I'm a kindergartner, and they're like, go fight an adult. And like, I was lucky that I can't spar anymore because they were like, spar.
Yeah, throw it in there. Throw him in there. See what happens with
dude,
the greenhorn.
The dude who was only. There was a dude in there who was only like kind of training for like a year, like his first time ever, and he would have probably fucked me up.
Right.
Just purely, I'd have been like,
oh yeah,
dude, because I was so out of breath after like my first few throws. I'd be like, all right, you gotta stop, like you gotta give me a minute. This is crazy. It was so bad.
Well, I mean, your breath is everything in that kind of sport too. You know what I mean? It's like if you don't have like my buddy Sam says, like if you haven't been fighting, you have about 1 minute in you.
Yeah.
For like live sparring.
Oh, I would say we did like a 30-second hard throw. I was like, I barely made it. Like, we're just like without stopping.
Right.
Like, my arm, I caved.
Drilling kills me.
Okay.
I can't drill it. Yeah, I'm like, no. Well, I don't. I mean, I smoke cigarettes and I don't fucking run and I'm 260. That's why. But like, I look like fucking Jake LaMotta at the end of fucking Raging Bull. Like, I went back to see my friends in fucking Pittsburgh. They were like, wow. Yeah, like I had hair. I was, you know, 200 pounds.
When did Butterbean?
Yeah, they were like, Jesus Christ.
Look, you lost a little weight, Butterbean.
Yeah.
Dude, I also did a round of jiu-jitsu, and I got worked. I got worked by straight white belts.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, worked.
So how legit is the jiu-jitsu you're taking, though?
Well, it was. I was doing no-gi because I don't want to do gi anymore.
But I mean, who's teaching? Who's
so it's at. I don't want to give the place out because I don't know if I'm going to stick with it.
Okay, no worries. But is it like a private deal or is it like we're?
It's by me, by Bucks County, and it's an MMA gym, so they do everything. You know, like
do you know
up.
Where she? Where like the, does she have like a resume or like?
The dude?
No, the dude. You said, I thought you said it was a chick.
No.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry.
Back streaming again.
Oh, all right. Yeah, no, I got stuck in Josie.
No, it's a good gym. I know they put out some, like, professional fighters.
Okay, cool.
But
well, no, that's fun, man. Yeah. No.
Obviously, I'm not looking.
Are you snobbing him with his gym? That's what it sounds like. You're like, I don't even have a gym.
How can I snob him?
That's unfortunate. That kind of gym.
I'm just looking to train again.
No. I'm saying I understand. I wasn't snobbing. Was I snobbing?
I was just on the Broadway thing. That's why.
Well, yeah.
Oh God,
we're bitchy people.
They're up.
We're
so
bitchy people.
What's up?
I didn't mean to.
Sorry. Wow. I don't have any allegiance to it.
No, that's fair. No, dude. I mean, you're getting out there. I'm not. I just like.
Well, it's a good point. What do you look for between the both of you?
I do have a question
for Ali as well, because what do you look for when you go for like a gym?
I don't even think it's so much of a gym. It's whoever is teaching you. You know what I mean? I worry about their credentials. The gym doesn't mean
environment.
Shit to me.
Well, environment second to me.
Yeah. What's that?
Gym environment is like a second.
Like, I would like to know who gave them their black belt.
Right. Yeah. You have to do some research. You should kind of know.
These are questions you ask them, and then you could tell pretty quick if they're bullshito, if they're like like legit.
Give me an example. So who gave you your black belt? I was Jim Stones, and I go like, great. Like, I don't know. How does it work?
Feels like Jim Stone? Sounds good.
Oh, dude.
Like, I last guy I took from, he was a Henzo dude.
Oh, okay.
And he's a Henzo black belt. Like, he has all these credentials. He's like, you know, he's won Naga 1,000 times.
Henzo.
Oh, Henzo, great. Sorry. Henzo, you know
he does that. We've talked about it.
When I first
started back in the day, I trained under Costanzo, and he got his belt from Machito.
Oh, okay.
Wait, Jerry Steinfeld, you didn't know he did MMA. Yeah. I know.
Mr. Costanzo.
Yeah.
It wasn't Jim.
Mr. Costanzo. Yeah, how you doing? He's like, I don't know.
Dude, I'm going to trial. Yeah, never mind.
That was like Adam fighting, right? Yeah, he was like, I can't.
Yeah, I'm tapped out. I'm fucked. Yeah.
Yeah, it was rough.
So you kind of do a little research, like kind of know, you should know
but
some names already.
But I didn't
already,
even like look into it, because I was just like trying to see if like I even like the place.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, these guys are cool, and now I'm going to like look into them more. I think I'm going to go back there.
Well, man, I mean, if it's a good environment, you're learning shit, I mean, that's all that's really...
Well, it's also
I mean,
like,
that's what you're doing
I'm a guy who did it.
Because you're not fighting anymore, right?
That's totally
Would you
done.
Tournament, though?
I can't. Anything.
Grappling, though? I feel like grappling, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
You wear a mouth guard?
I rolled the other day. Doing it right.
That's what I'm saying. That's live sparring.
Yeah, but it's still not, you know, it's not really.
All right.
It's not the same.
I'm floating this out to you. You would know.
I'm worried. I mean, I'm worried about it.
That's fair.
Like, because doctors are like, don't.
I mean, I'm not a doctor. Don't take medical advice.
Oh, no, you're
me.
Not?
Like, yeah, no. Not even
weird.
Close.
No, you're even with a doctor.
Are you snobbing me with my doctor comment?
So I maybe the
snob all
maybe maybe if I talk to a doctor again about it, I was like, hey, what do you think about like jujitsu?
Yeah, maybe like CTE heals itself or something. We don't know.
Right? Maybe you should just, you know, grow a pair. So
I am the man up.
Do you want me to?
Turn
him down.
Sorry, no.
Just yell into the mic. I like how you brought it closer. But no, die in the ring like an honorable gentleman.
All right, fine.
You should do that. That's a good idea. Also, I was wondering, and I know I'm not trying to horn these in, but I'm just wondering, because you had to take, well, you would have been perfect for any stage fighting shit. You'd have been
stage
like, yeah,
combat?
I know how stage combat works.
It's great.
How would you find stage combat of like any kind? Like
stage
what you
combat
do
sounds not cool though.
Well, it sounds like you have to make it look good.
Like bike rail.
Oh, don't get him started on Rocky. Don't get him started on Rocky, please. Jesus fucking Christ. Just don't get him started on Rocky.
I wasn't even going there.
I know.
Did you run it up?
I have a question to Ali. How did you find stage combat? And like, is it something like, I don't know, when you did school and shit like that?
So stage combat, it's all choreographed. So you know what's coming. I mean, it's just like WWE. Oh, no, wait.
Were you gassed?
Yeah.
That's what my question is. Like, physically, like, yeah. In terms of stage combat, when you had to like learn and stuff like that, were you like, this is kind of tough, or is it kind of just like dancing?
No, I mean, it's just, without sounding gay, yeah, it's kind of like dancing. It's just a different. It's just a different.
Gays allowed in this cult.
Well, because you talked about Rocky, you talked about maybe once.
Oh, it's all fight
Rocky, the show.
Well,
and you said that there's great choreography in that when they go to the fight scene in choreography for Rocky, the musical.
So they literally bring out. It's like the only reason the show got.
Crazy. Here we go. Here, guess what? He's going to talk about Rocky.
Platform. I know.
Who you asked me.
I brought this on us, and I'm actually interested in it because when you hear about this, you're like, what did they do? It's pretty great.
Fucking stupid is what it is.
It's pretty dumb, but it's also
you can drive home.
Neil flipped on this four times since he brought it up about how cool
really,
dumb it is.
It's really cool.
No, it's cool.
So
it's really dumb. It's really cool.
No, I mean,
what's
going on?
So like, we would go see the show, though. We would go see the show.
On it. So yeah. So it's
stirring that pot, dude.
Thank you. So they literally take the ring when it's time for like the big fight, and they move the ring out. Like, people in the front row have to move
because the show sucks.
I'm gonna choke a man. So, again,
so they have to actually physically get up out of their
seats. No, they get, but they get put around the
ring.
Because the show sucks.
I'm trying.
Okay.
They're fucking.
Okay.
So they have to go around the ring. So it looks like you're at an HBO fight, though.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Like, and then,
but they've been doing this for like professional wrestling since 1990.
And it's cool. On Broadway. It was on Broadway. It was in Glens Falls, New York, in 1993 when I was two rows back. In
Don't you talk to me about pro wrestling? I am all about pro wrestling. I am just telling you right the fuck now. This was not pro wrestling.
Yes, it was. It was just a higher ticket price.
I am Staten Island Garbage, and they used to do ECW at
ECW.
They used to do it at Sports Fest on Staten Island, and it was garbage trash. But I'm sure it probably looked a lot like that, like a lot of just dudes gathered tight around the fucking ring. That's cool as shit, though. That's what made it sick.
No, have you ever been to the fights? Like, have you ever seen you've been in a ring?
Yeah,
haven't you?
Octagon, never national boxing.
Whatever. Okay, so you know how there's people ringside?
Yeah, but I'm assuming, dude, because they have to fucking pack it in into a fucking...
No, they set it up with barriers and shit.
I know that. Yeah. No, I explained myself for you, punk.
I was trying to, but I have some ding, punk ding. Next to me.
Shut the fuck up.
Just taking pot shots in the middle of the story.
It was gonna be like really cool, like crammed on the fucking ring. Sorry, didn't know.
So anyway...
This is comedy gold by just the arguing nonsense. What I want you to hear is that it's kind of cool for dum-dums. For us dum-dums, it's kind of cool to go to a show.
Enjoy dumb
shit. I know. Go to a show, and then basically, like, a ring folds out for the final fight. You would go, look and see.
I know. Oliver, listen, stupid.
Ollie, this face is not going to your shows.
I'm not.
That only brings him to your show if you have a boxing ring.
I had a boxing ring
at the show. People would come.
Got it now.
Hang on. He talked about Spider-Man, MMA, football, comedy.
So if there was like a Spider-Man
libertarianism, I'm all about that. all those things, I'm there.
Yeah, everybody just talk over each other. It makes for great stuff. But, you know, I'm telling you, this is what you're courting. This is what you want to come to your stuff. It's bad. You want just his money. You just want his money. It's bad. It's gross and disgusting. And then you want to do whatever nonsense crap that you do. But you want to get this guy in for the money. You know what I mean? And then you do Phantom of the Opera.
I'm good for that.
I don't know if Phantom of the Opera is bad or good. I love Phantom of the Opera.
I do too.
Okay. Is that gauche?
People,
in terms of
it's kind
of
like liking Drake. Yeah.
Okay. Right? Fine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
With that.
I mean,
in terms of my musical theater knowledge, I'm fine with that.
I bet
I'm fine with that. Oh, yeah. Simple bitch. Okay. Real basic. Real basic.
I said some. I only have two Drake songs on iTunes.
I don't.
Okay. Whatever, dude. Anytime you look over at me and blink too much, I'm just like, forget that thought. Let's move on. So,
it's, that's like Drake trying to catch
you. You're just like, I'm just like, okay, we need to move on. He's about to spaz. Okay, so we got some of the. I knew you. Oh, God. Look, he's like, oh, the MMA. Oh, God, my elbow. Sorry. Adam had trouble opening his Cokie Waddy.
I didn't open it. Caught it.
He had trouble opening his Cokie Waddy, so it's no problem. His Cokie Waddies are precious to him. And if he can't open them, we have to puncture a hole and drill it through. It's a problem sometimes. He's a desperate little boy. Let's move on. The election. What if I'm serious, right? The election. Joe Jorgensen still has a chance, right?
Hoping. hey, can we do plugs real quick?
And then,
Jeff, you want to go plugs. Jump into plugs real quick?
Yeah, give him a moment.
Fine. No,
okay,
can't plugs. Plug me. Fine. Zach, buddy, where can we find you and all your stuff?
Oh, yeah. So you can find me at Zachy Peanuts on Instagram and on Twitter as Zachy Peanuts, like the allergy. You can also find me on Drop Tent with the new podcast coming out. We got Zachy Hour, which is going to be coming out tomorrow. We'll call it tomorrow.
Any day now.
Tomorrow. Yeah, I know, right? You're telling me.
No way.
No. We'll get first episode's coming out tomorrow. Fuck it. If I say it, it'll happen. that's how that works. We also got Broadway for Breeders that'll be coming out next week.
That's here on the wall.
We're waiting for that one. Broadway for, I'm really excited for it. Ollie's with me on that. It's
a lot
it's
of
great
fun
to do. Yeah, yeah. No, it's a lot of fun.
Until you guys get up your own asses, then I hate it. But most of the time.
Yeah, he really got upset because, okay, so we dropped some, like, musical.
Oh, God.
Oh.
You want to get into it after plugs?
And then yeah,
yeah,
let's
do it. Keep going.
After plugs.
Keep going.
Anything else?
No. Oh, we got the House and Barn show coming up on November 19th. That is with Neil and Adam. They're going to be on the show. I'll be hosting. And we got Josh Cardo as our headliner. It's going to be a really great time. Tickets are going fast. We're already about half sold. And that's not usual. Usually you guys all buy your fucking tickets day of, but I wouldn't do that this time because there's not as many. So other than that, we also have Emmaus Theater on November 14th. That's this Saturday. Emmaus Theater right in Emmaus, Pennsylvania. It's going to be me, Paul Spratt, and Tyler Rothrock as well. So we got two shows, 7 and 9. So
awesome. Yeah. Oliver?
Hey, what's Instagram? What? No.
Yeah.
No, that was the dad joke. We were
Broadway for Breeders. At Broadway for Breeders on Instagram.
I'm just along to make sure that he hits the brakes when someone stops in front of us. That's my job.
Yeah, yeah, I can't drive and he needs to tell me how.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. Jesse, buddy.
All right, so I got my Instagram at jpedraza74 and my TikTok at the Jesse Pedraza Show. I got 3 skits that I'm going to do.
One day.
You know what? It's going to be out.
I appreciate
in 2
you.
Days.
I appreciate you.
I'm going to put it in
hard deadline.
I appreciate
2 days.
If you think about this in the professional terms, this is like the Netflix what's coming. If you go there and the upcoming shows, you're going to say like what's going.
No.
But wait, do you not want to plug the actual theater?
No,
we're fine. Okay, move on.
Okay. That's why.
Sorry, everybody.
That's why I moved out. I got that. He was like, "I'm good with the
No, he doesn't work like, anywhere. No one knows what's happening."
Yeah.
No, you go.
I pointed
you first.
Sorry, buddy. At Adam Nutter on Twitter, Instagram, at Adam Nutter Comedy on Facebook. Yeah, the only thing I have coming up in recent thought I can think of is I've been doing the show on November 19th.
Of course.
And that's it for me.
Cool. That was pathetic. All right, so Neil Wood. No, that's great. Good job, bud. You can check out me. I am neilwood.com for my shows coming up. I actually don't have... Yeah, I have your flyer up there, of course, for the 19th. And, of course... the cricket show coming up on the 29th, so you can come check me out there. I'm going to be down in Atlantic City, actually, Saturday, middle of the day. It's like a mic thing. It's not anything. But if you're down there, and I'm from there, kind of, you know, around that area, come on down, and then we'll see. We'll do some jokes, or I'll call you stupid. It'll be fun. and, yeah, it's just going to be dumb. I'll call you Jersey Trash. Because I am. And then, of course, you can check out all the wonderful podcasts on the droptent.com site. Wonderful podcasts, like some of our guests that I already bring it up. But you can check out the wonderful stuff there, along with Sam We Are, and great podcasts like What Up or Sweet Heat. And check out all the cool stuff. You can go to soon to be our merch store. I have some shirts already in the making on Teespring. So you can check out all that cool stuff, but go to our Patreon, because you can go to our Patreon right now. So patreon.com/cultofus, and go there, check out. So at the $1 level, you get all some sweet goodies right there, right? At the $3 level, you get to check out some cool fights and movies with us. We have a sweet Discord that you can join, and
talk
on there, you go right on in there, and you get to talk to us, hang with us, and while we're watching some sweet movies, while we're watching some sweet fights, and you really don't have to do anything. You don't need a Discord to even get on. Once you're on Patreon, right?
You need a Discord, but it automatically takes you to Discord.
Oh, right.
So if you have a Discord, it automatically like signs you up.
Perfect.
If you don't have a Discord, it like guides you to make one, and then it takes 2 seconds. It's free.
Super easy.
2 seconds.
Yeah, it's very, very cool, bro. It's actually already being used by big wigs and stuff like that. Discords are actually
going to
be
great.
Blowing up.
It's awesome.
I should get stock. and then, of course, coming up, the $5 level is great. So that is our sweet tattoo tier. All right. You can get a tattoo for pennies on the dollar, really. Okay, so Anna Gabrielle, she's a great artist. I swear by her. She's been on our podcast.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Before. Yeah, you'll be there getting some sweet work. It's done Adam's work, but all you have to do, $5, okay, every other month we're going to pick a name out of that sweet little tier there, and you're gonna get a tattoo for free, technically $10. If you signed up today, let's say, and then we picked it in 2 months, it's $10. And we're talking full color. She does photorealism.
Whatever.
She does all that kind of stuff. I am an artist myself. I swear by it. I would. She's done all his stuff. It's pretty great. Not all your stuff, but actually covering up some work that wasn't so good. So
well, everything on me now is great.
Yeah.
What's going on with the stars?
She's pretty awesome. We won't talk about it. We won't talk about it. And America's great. So not right now, but it's pretty good. So you can go there and check it out. That's the $5 tier on patreon.com/cultofus. And that's all for us. Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. Anyway, back into it. What's going on? Where were we? I have no idea. Musical terms as well. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit me up with the, what was the nonsense shit that you guys were brown-nosing each other with?
First time Neil heard the podcast, right? The first episode we did, after we're done, he's like, oh my God, that was the most amount of ass kissing I've ever seen done in 1 hour.
It was pretty
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one again?
John Marco Ceresi.
All right.
Yeah, John Marco did that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. John Paul. But no, we were, me and him were talking about musical terms, and Neil's like, hold on.
I had to call. What are you guys? I had to call an audible.
Yeah, he's like, no one knows what you're talking about.
Well, it's, I know. I bless it. I get it. Like, there are people talking. Anytime you walk into a circle and people are talking football, anybody's, you know, they're going deep into stats. Maybe they're just like, oh yeah, they're using like slang names for players and shit. You know what I mean? They're just like, oh yeah, Denzel. Oh, Denzel. not Denzel. Dangzel. They're like, yeah, Denzel. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Keith Hill sketch character.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, Denzel. Oh, he's amazing. What was it? 45 and 2.
A-Rod.
45 and 2, right? Yeah. Like, they were hitting some stuff, and I was like, and no one, I mean, if you have to be in to know what they're talking about, but I was like, I'm genuinely curious.
We weren't even deep into it, though. That's a scary
I'm gonna
thing.
That's why I was laughing so hard. I'm going to bring this down. My hand is gigantic. Listen, Ollie, what the fuck? No, but like, okay, first of all, fuck you. At a certain point,
got some sour grapes there.
Yeah. but at a certain point, dude, if you're throwing in some, especially that language, you should immediately, a buzzer should go off and be like, I just said sort of an Italian word, I think. Like, I mean, and they should be like, I don't know if everyone knows what
opera,
that is.
Neil, we all know what an opera is. It's a concert.
Go ahead, keep going. No.
Continue.
No, please, you can tell us what an opera is.
Opera is concert.
Dude in a Viking hat. And they yell.
Right, right. Okay, cool. Take a little break, drink some cokey water, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back to Adam's brain. I was like, okay, clearly that term. I was getting what they were talking about. It was like, it's on this time, and that means this, but this time is actually, you know, I understood what was happening, but I was just like, but what are those terms? Why do they matter? You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they were just up each other's asses, full fist, just like musical theater is the man, man. I was like, wow. Shut up, softy.
Dudes in theater blowing each other. It's like,
but it was interesting. That's the thing I wanted to know about it. That was the thing.
He just was mad we weren't blowing him. You know what I mean? Like, he
furious.
Just wanted in.
Yeah.
It's
furious.
Everybody. You know, it's,
who doesn't want a blowjob, Max?
Just hey, yeah. Things. Just as long as there's one going around.
Seriously.
I mean,
don't be a fucking goddamn prude.
And look at you're just like, oh, that was cursory. Then we weren't even that deep. What else did you want to do? What do you mean? What's the level deeper than that?
You don't
want
to know.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, go on.
Fuck you, Silver Fox. Goddamn. Dude. How dare you come at me right now? Oh, with your 90 sitcom glasses.
You've been having nothing bad to
God damn it, dude.
Door, right? we won't have it.
Elaine Bennett used to wear those glasses. God damn it, dude. Sorry, I'm so upset. How dare you? No, I mean, you guys are very smart and you know what you're talking about. And I was like, it would be like me talking about art. It'd just be like, oh, yeah, the chiaroscuro here. You can tell, obviously, from the light and shadow. Like, I just go in.
I know what then, light and shadow mean.
Of course, yeah, the yeah, of course. Well, okay. Let's go deeper. Let's go. No, let's go. Let's, yeah. Let's
talk about OBS, Renoir. Kevin?
Let's go talk about. Yeah. Let's talk about Renoir. It's fine. Let's talk about Paul Cézanne. It's fine.
Yeah.
Let's get
we all
into
know
it.
What that is.
Yeah. Do okay. you?
Take a little sleep. Take
yeah,
a little
man. Yeah, go back to sleep. Let me at the
yeah, I had a stroke.
So, no, I understand, but I think for the thing, I was, but also genuinely interested. That was the thing. I was
no,
just
I
like,
know, yeah.
Ooh, the fucking, I didn't realize that, well, I assumed that key changes and all that kind of stuff, but I didn't realize, like, artists could set up, like, in the composing of the music, like, beats for a joke. Like, what they were talking about was pretty cool. Like, it was like, oh, no, they took all the work out of it. They actually were like, here's how the jokes should go almost, kind of. I mean, I'm pitching it. I don't
right.
know.
No,
you're good.
Yeah, yeah, right.
This is your oral presentation. We're
right, yeah, yeah. So it was kind of like that kind of thing. I was just like, they were covering Shrek. Have you seen any, what's your Broadway experience?
Come
anything?
On.
Man, you're an absolute failure immediately.
Oh, is that true?
Little Mermaid, I fucked a chick. I took her to see Little Mermaid.
You fucked the Little Mermaid?
Sorry.
No.
Dude, did you hear that?
I'm sorry. I took a chick. to see the Little Mermaid, and then we fucked afterwards.
I don't know how people even. Some people are like, "Does he actually have CT?" I'm like,
yeah, I did ask. He that went. Earlier
he
today.
Said, "No, wait, Little Mermaid. I fucked the chick." Like that was immediately two thoughts ran together. There was no pause in between. It was just like, "No, this is all
he
communication."
Has never had CT, you cunt. What?
Some people doubt that. Yeah, some people. Oh, really? Yeah, but they well, actually sometimes.
You know, if they only knew the fights I got into my wife like, and my fucking does, awful memory and rage.
Just, wait, your wife kicks your ass, and now you have CT.
No. That would be delightful. That would be fun.
No, the amount of
I would love to see Steph kick his ass. That'd be amazing.
He's constantly. We. I mean, go ahead. Tell him why you cried on the podcast. Go ahead. Tell him.
Name it. Name a time.
Well, no. Name the cartoon time.
Oh, Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah. If we just show him Calvin and Hobbes,
I don't want to see a grown man cry right now. What the
I have
fuck?
A weird. No, we don't need to bring.
I have a weird connection with Calvin and Hobbes with my dad. I don't know why.
Okay.
And I just get like weirdly. I know. I just get
dude,
weirdly
even
gay
Zach
with it.
Like,
no if you start crying, I'm gonna start crying. Don't do this, dude. Don't do this, dude. Don't bring up Calvin and Hobbes right now, man. Don't even do it. Oh, do it.
Like, yeah.
Well, yeah, if you bring it up and he sees it, I don't have it.
You guys, I think it was on the Alejandro Morales episode. You guys can watch it. It's still,
it's still there. I just didn't. I knew that you were like, yeah, no, this is emotional for me because, like, to my dad, but, like, it just kept going. Like, he kept going, like,
yeah. I have a hard time controlling emotions.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, come on, dude. Like, it was.
The problems
up to
from
down.
The head trauma?
No, I think his is much more slight. I think he didn't get hit as much as you, which is saying something.
I played football for a long time.
You played
too.
Football and you're maybe tiny, so I think that might be what it
I'm
is.
I'm not tiny. I'm 6 foot.
Yes, dude. Yes, take over. Take my spot. You can have this.
I'm like the second tallest person in this room.
He sounds so desperate.
You were the third. Fourth
he sounds so desperate.
True. No way. He's definitely taller than you.
Ollie's big, dude.
How tall are you?
Taller than you.
Like 6'2", at least. Like six, fuck.
Adam.
Oh, you know what? You told me.
There's another brain cell. There it is.
Dude, no, right. You can't fight, dude.
You know what? You're right.
Dude, that was like how hard Anderson Silva got hit.
You're right.
Poor bastard.
Dude, when I walked in, you were leaning up against the wall, and when you stood up, you were like, fuck, you're right.
Yeah.
God damn it. Wait, just how tall are you?
I'm 5.
That's not fair.
Yeah! Then stop. Stop.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Adam, weren't you an extra on Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Like,
young comedian, take a break. It's fine, baby boy.
That was good.
That wasn't good.
No. But, no, good shit. You took a swing, and that matters. That matters.
There's no open mic. He's got to get his chops in somewhere.
I do appreciate the try. But
that was
grade level. I'll tell you that. Yeah, it was
extra on Honey I Shrunk the Kid.
Like that was almost a lot.
What are you like, Warriors, Wizards of Oz, like little guys?
Bless your heart. I guess we gotta go there now.
Yeah,
but, you know,
that was fun.
Terrible.
I mean, I was a child when it came out, so.
Fucking make your TikToks, you know, by 2 days from now.
No.
It's all going to be a bunch of Austin Powers and Borat references.
Yeah.
That's going to be his TikToks. Yeah, baby.
And what's wrong with that?
It's like
nothing. Also, nothing wrong with being 6 foot either. And totally awesome and not over short.
No, I've never been, that. So. I mean, I was for like
that's
a night.
You were.
Night.
That's smooth, dude. Smooth.
For one night, he says. Yeah, that doesn't matter.
I thought you were going to put that on and be like, Jewish, always 6 foot. Pretty nuts. This is one of those moments where we don't know where to go from here.
I actually...
Well, no, you...
Oh, the CT thing.
Well, I've got tons of them. Yeah, but he does have it.
Oh. Yeah, well, I was going to say, I have a hard time controlling emotions, and I have rage
quick
issues.
Quick swings. Yeah, quick swings.
Real quick swings. I absolutely have a rage problem.
She's got into a fight with one of my friends.
We have fist fight?
No, sorry. I just got an online.
Oh, I got into fist fight 2 weeks ago, so.
See? Oh, you have fucking.
No. Well,
no, that guy deserved it.
Well, he's also aggressive.
No, that guy fucking deserved it.
Yeah.
I want to know about that.
I got challenged. I got called out.
His are almost
never...
fights because, God, yeah. No, yeah, somebody met him in a square with two pistols. It's fucking like insane right now.
We dressed the part two.
Yeah,
fucking awesome.
Turn around, Wirt.
That's what his name is. Wirt.
You need a count.
Yeah. Yas counter back.
Brought spurs and everything, man. I go all out for my duels.
Do you? Those were from your BDSM days. But
I knew they were. No, they did.
They
come in handy.
But wait, so you almost got into a fight?
No, I got into a fight.
You got into a fight.
Well, it wasn't so much of a fight as it was like me just showing someone that I could kick their ass.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? It was like one of those things, and it happens a lot. Like people are like, "Oh, you were a fighter. I was a fighter. I can fight." And it turned into like this person like
I really do hate them.
This person like went to punch me. I caught their arm and I punched him as hard as I could in the chest.
Right.
And they went down to one knee and I went like, "We're done, right?"
Yeah.
And that was it. But yeah. Like
see, and by the way, also you could probably test this
because in the pandemic too.
We are both out of shape. That's fair to say. We're both out of shape.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
So
he's all from the hips, dude.
I got more mass to throw behind my arm.
Even though like white belts were working me over in jiu-jitsu, it's like, but if you're still an untrained dude, I'll still fucking work you. Like it's not even close.
I
just want people to understand the difference. What I'm saying, well, like
yeah. Those are always the people that fucking throw the punch too. Like because right. I make a point not to throw the first punch.
Of course,
I just won't.
Unless
like I feel like okay, maybe I couldn't kick this guy's ass, then I throw the first punch. There's like an actual like physical worry, like I mean, if a guy like you came up to me, I'd be like, nah, you throw the first punch.
I would leg kick so hard because no one knows what to do in the street.
If you leg kicked me,
I would 100% leg kick
you. I would just choke you.
No, you wouldn't. You would be leg kicked.
Let's fight.
I can't. I won't die.
I won't hit you in the head.
Yeah, you would.
So?
It'll be fine, dude.
Grow up.
You said you have great health insurance. Don't fucking gloat in front of us.
I don't have health insurance. I'm still fighting people. Yeah, like,
he's fighting on spec.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's fighting on fucking borrowed time.
Yeah, I still don't want to be fucking brain damaged.
Yeah, my parents should have bet. Like, they should have done the over-under for when
it's
I was going.
That's a good idea. I'm surprised your parents don't have life insurance out on you.
They do.
Oh, good.
But they did it before this. Like, they were really smart about it.
Right.
I think I only pay out to like quarter of a mil though.
It's not enough for them.
No. If I die, Steph gets $1 million, and I think she wants to actively kill me.
I will literally kill you for Steph's money.
I don't think you can say that on camera.
Because
now they know,
dude. I'm telling you, it's gonna be fine. I know people.
You do.
They can alter video. You know Italians that can alter video. Like they're working.
I know videos
in the band.
That can fucking. Like, yeah, can you imagine just a bunch of nerdy fucking Italians?
Yeah, I know how to fucking edit. I know fucking Premiere. Don't even start with me.
You don't know shit about C++. Get the fuck out of here.
You don't think I know how to do programming,
isn't it? Jesse, you're a nerd.
Rude.
Hey, he's my favorite. I don't like you.
Please, they call them Puerto Rican. Rude. I'm sorry,
stupid.
Hondurans. Fuck.
Stupid.
Every time. No.
Peruvian.
You son of a bitch.
We've talked about this multiple times. Yeah. I didn't even know this.
I'm glad he got to peas. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, at
like,
least he's in the peas. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, did that not sound? I already knew it, you dumb dumbs. I was going through a knife. Never mind.
No, you're just a racist.
A little. No. No.
All right, we're making those TikToks together now.
God, no. Cancel it. Don't pull it out. Ollie, be quiet. So, this, shut up. Drink your beer. You guys driving like towards the goals of like fighting and not fighting. Yeah, I would not like to see you in Altergate, even though you do call me sometimes. You're like, I almost fucking fought that guy. Like, I'm just like, Adam, just calm down.
Didn't you almost like beat the shit out of a guy in like a public park in your house pre-quarantine? Or like mid-quarantine?
During quarantine.
I remember like.
Yeah. Well, he threw me with a hammer.
What?
He threatened me with a hammer.
I don't remember that part of the story.
He pointed the hammer at me.
That sounds like
this.
And he was aggressive. He's like,
wait, that's not threatening with a hammer.
How do you point a hammer at someone, though? Like, which
is he pointing up or down? Was he going
like this? Yeah.
That's a great question.
Was he going to claw you to death?
Like an arrow.
Oh. Was he pointing the claw or the hammer first?
That's what I want to know.
Well, if he's
claw, he'd be more worried.
Horizontal.
Right. So it's the face of it.
Can't block the claw.
You can't point a claw. Wonderful. But you can't point it. Yeah, I love it here. That's all. I'll give it to it. I won't submit to that joke being any funnier. That's all I'll give to it. I won't allow it. But he did. He did give a that, which I even said the in claw. The thing. But see, I'm the person that's yes, the claw. He did give the claw to him.
Right,
God damn you.
Sorry,
you bastard. That's all I can think of. So, but I would say even in my thing, I would have in the, see, I'm too present in fights. There's no like I'd be like, are you pointing a hammer? I can't think past like I'm just like, are you pointing a hammer right now, dude? That's a little much. Like I would have been like, I'm too there. I can't be like, oh, I need to escalate, or like I need to be like, hey man, put the hammer down for me. I'd be like, are you pointing a hammer? Like, because he's far away. I would have asked him many
like
questions about how
away.
Do you think this
are you
is
gonna
okay?
throw that at me?
Yeah. Now that
are
yes,
you Thor?
I'm down for.
Do you think you're Thor? Are you throwing this hammer at him?
I don't know. You ever thrown a hammer?
He's a Home Depot Thor, right?
Yeah.
At Lowe's, if he's rich, right? But it's one of those things of like, I just can't. Yeah, I if someone raised him from far away, I'm saying, I don't know how close.
He was about 15, 20 yards.
Okay, yeah, I would laugh. Like, I would start laughing. I would just be like, are you raising a hammer in public to me right now? Like, I would have just had to make jokes. I can't at that point take him seriously.
Yeah, but I'm also
can't.
Crazy.
I don't know why. No, I get it. Yeah. You're disturbed.
I get
but,
it.
Get
you
down
get
with
it,
the
right?
thickness, right?
You get
down
it.
With the
that
thickness.
Gets it. I get it.
No, the aggression comes up from inside, so I understand that. But I feel like, well, do you get into fights online? That's all this guy does, baby, all day.
I don't do it online. I do it, sometimes I'll do it when I'm playing UFC, right? Though.
Okay.
When I'm playing on UFC, like, sometimes, like, that someone will, like, quit late.
Right.
Or quit early, and I'll, like, text, I'll be like, fuck you, and, like, then it turns into, like, oh, yeah, you're trash, bro, run it back, and then, like, yeah, that's about my extent of fighting online,
okay.
Which is worse, because it's, like, all in writing.
I had to stop myself from getting into fights with Xbox. I kept getting banned from, like, chats.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
What I did was...
Oh, pathetic.
Yeah. Yeah,
people tried to ban me this week.
No,
I tried to get banned twice this week.
But, so what I did, I had to make it.
Someone tried to.
I had to make it where, I had to make it where only like my friends could message me. So like no.
Oh, so you couldn't even get the.
So I can't even get. I can't.
See, when I get one from someone, like, oh, it's on.
You
I'm like,
to
you sent it.
Something.
No. I get it. I have been around and.
But I'm usually blackout drunk on Xbox. I mean, you guys have played with me.
No,
like it's
like,
not like I don't play that in a right frame of mind to do anything.
I've always had it, but it means nothing. But like, here's the thing. I know what I'm doing is retarded. Like I get what I'm doing is wrong. It's like silly, but like in me, I still have that problem where I'm like, no, you're not gonna
it's
fucking talk
inside.
To me like that. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't even care if you're a fucking stranger on Xbox. I'm like, nah.
I gotta be honest, I have a pretty high tolerance for like shit talking and all that stuff. But if you get to a point where it's like, okay, either like you really have to reach a line for me. And it's like the line is like, okay, you're either throwing the punch at me,
right,
or you're presenting like a danger at this
right,
point.
Right,
like you're gonna cause more trouble if I don't just punch you in the mouth.
Right, you're gonna take it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you gotta snuff a guy. I'm not saying you should,
right,
but sometimes you gotta.
Right,
like
fights. You've been in fights.
What?
Fights.
Huh?
You've been in a fight?
I can run like hell.
Okay.
Fast like a motherfucker, balls on my feet.
See, I'm not even that smart. I'm the dumb one who gets punched over like other people's fights.
No,
I'm the one who like runs in and then gets clocked, and I'm like, I wasn't even supposed to be here.
You know that famous boxing match where the referee gets fucking clocked?
Oh,
that's the deal.
That's me.
Yeah.
The guy's like guys,
and is hitting himself.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. I'm really gonna like run into chairs and shit. Like it's a nightmare.
That's like it's like in the social. Did you guys see the Social Dilemma?
I did.
Like when the kid's like just in, he's like somehow his phone led him to the rally,
right.
And then he bumps the cop and he's on the ground.
Ooh,
and then the sister's like, "This is your fault."
Right. No reference for no one, but fun.
What are you talking about? Everyone's seen that. Fucking movie.
Have you seen it?
Nope. Yes.
Nope. Exactly.
Wow.
Jesse, have you seen it?
What?
I know it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You've seen it? Okay.
I mean, I think there's enough people that, I mean,
yeah,
it's trending
it was,
in the world.
I understand. Sorry, I wanted to get, I'd like to bring in and see how many people actually thought it was funny, and it was judged as not funny, so I just want to say that. No.
I didn't
no,
know
no,
this
fair
was a
enough.
Joke competition.
No, that's fair enough. No, in the call, we judge them as not
the
funny.
Pope's side does that.
All right, well, you
the
can't have any more beer.
The
Pope's
side
is a real bunch
of... Yeah,
the president's
Secretary of Alcohol, no more
funny enough, I just made this into water. So, go fuck yourself. Yeah, that's how it is.
Well, I gotta hydrate. So.
Yeah, there you go.
What time are you at, Jess?
Yeah, we're kind of around there.
Yeah, you're at 52.
Yeah, I can feel it in my
52?
Bones.
52.
Yeah.
I got a question, though, for you, for the Broadway.
Yeah.
How many people died during Spider-Man Broadway?
Deaths? I only think there was
what?
Two.
One or two.
The fuck's happening?
But
two? Really?
Yeah. Oh my.
One or two, like it's normal for any people to die at Broadway.
People die in the circus.
Here, now show some goddamn circus. Respect to Broadway. Go ahead. Talk about Spider-Man Broadway.
Oh, yeah, fucking. Go ahead, Ollie. You want to go for this?
Big shit shows what it was.
I do remember something.
Two people, I think, died, but I think there were
any Broadway like shots of like the actual show.
It looked cool as fuck, right?
Okay. Probably a video.
Yeah, so, but they previewed the show for like, what, 6 months or something like that? Like they had more previews.
Previewed the show for almost a full year.
Yeah. Okay.
Because there were so many rewrites. There were so many injuries.
Okay.
There was also a fight between the director and the production.
Yeah, there was a rights problem as well.
Is his mic on? His mic's on.
Yeah, he's not talking.
Do you want me to yell louder? Sorry.
No. Yeah, no, it's good. No, you're good.
Okay.
You're fine. You're fine.
Am I good now? Yeah, okay. Okay.
Talk like me.
No, don't yell. Ollie is wonderful. It's just actually perfectly spoken.
If you look, so it's
there he is.
Do you have this on the screen so other people can see it too? I just was wondering. If you have that display, if not, it's not a big deal. I was just curious.
So harness broke at one point.
Oh shit.
The
thing is, like, these are harnesses that were built to do Peter Pan on.
Right.
No, they weren't built to do Peter Pan.
Boy ran it.
But that doesn't mean it was built for Peter Pan.
But that's what they're going off of.
No. She's like a tiny lady.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I mean like the same mechanism is being used. It's still a fly, Ollie.
But you really
it's a fly.
This is what they did before.
For those of you that don't know, a fly is a pulley system that can either pull a shut up for a second. I gotta educate.
I haven't talked all fucking night. Now shut up.
All right. Shut up. You shut your mouth.
So here's the thing though. Like you don't think that like someone didn't go, hey, let's check out the ratings of this before we fly like a 160-pound guy or 270-pound up there in the air.
That guy's not as fat as me.
No, I didn't say, but they would have done the rating.
Imagine Fat Spider.
No, they didn't. They didn't click a safety harness one time, and the guy
fell in the pit.
But I believe that guy recovered.
Spider-Ham.
Oh, so well. I mean, yeah, that's Owen Hart. That's like Owen Hart shit.
Oh fuck yeah, right.
Yeah, like I mean, that's pretty much what this is. But I mean, the thing is like, look at how fast that fucker is flying through the air in that picture.
Did Foy actually provide flying for?
Pretty sure it was Foy.
Someone needs to look this up.
Wait, so can I ask a question?
You check who the flying rigs were made by. Check up Foy.
Flying by Foy.
And if you could pull up the tests. Line just to make sure we know the weight that would really matter. Just the pounds per square inch would matter.
Got a proper system. This would have been fine.
So you know, so we didn't have this conversation on the podcast tonight when we talk about Broadway not doing well.
No, yeah,
but the problem with Broadway is that it's gone into like the spectacle, and they're like, well, how can we push the envelope and make the show fucking crazy? And that's what they tried to do with Spider-Man, and it was like, we're gonna fly these people over the audience, and they're gonna fall off from this.
Right,
right.
Yeah. No, I understand that, but I'm saying like, if they didn't fuck up, like if they didn't cheap out, quote unquote, like this the rigging system, whatever. Like if they did the proper, like, if they like got a better system to fly them around with, people have been fucking
Geiger engineers.
They would have. No,
okay. So this was Geiger engineers that did this. Sorry, not to
did it.
The flying effects rising for.
Yeah, because they spent $95,000.
Wait, does that mean we can buy it?
Yeah, right.
Not for nothing. That's not that expensive.
I could get a loan.
Yeah, but
yeah, right.
I have credit. I am wearing a Spider-Man shirt right now. I be Spider-Man.
Oh, I totally thought that's where you didn't go to college.
No, this is where Spider-Man fake went to college. Actually,
that'd be great, dude. You get a flying system. You pay a loan for a flying system that you're too heavy to use. Yeah.
I'm not sure who's dumber. Zach, I'm not sure who's dumber.
My old friend.
Me for barely going to college, or you for thinking this was a real college?
I went to Point Park University, man.
It sounds like
a shooter should have been there already.
But I just locked my guns.
That's what I thought. No. So I hate the way Green Goblin looks. I hate it.
So here's the thing, though. I mean, with what was it? What?
No, I'm laughing. He comes in with the comic book thing. I'm like, I hate the way Green Goblin looks. I mean, it's a live performance of a show with an idealized imagination. It's like, shut up, Adam.
Mary Jane looks like. So old.
Yeah, Green Goblin does.
She's like, thank God the show's over. Getting off the stage.
I didn't know Maggie Gyllenhaal did that one too.
God, we're getting pulled.
Oh, Helen Mirren. Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh, bro, Helen Mirren played Mary Jane. That's crazy.
Yeah. All right. That's mean. There. That's just mean. That woman does not look that old.
Spider-Man returns to Broadway with a few glitches.
Also, I want an experience, lady. In that,
I gotta be honest. All right,
you gotta pay for the experience.
Green Goblin looks fucking smug. Because it's a smug.
Well, it's tough. You know what? I can understand because everyone. The only thing I can remember.
But if you look, hold on, go back up. If you look, there's fucking like. Look at what the people also ask. How much did it lose?
What is wrong with Spider-Man?
Spider-Man see in the dark. Okay, that's a couple retards in Iowa. But I mean, like,
yeah, read them out too because the audio is
here. We go.
Yeah.
On December 20th, 2010.
So what went wrong with Spider-Man in the dark? Dark day. Christopher Tierney suffered a howling fall and suffered injuries. What the fuck? I was reading.
Jesse.
Sorry, my bad.
What went wrong with Spider-Man?
I'm not a fucking mind reader here.
So the original guy recovered.
No,
he recovered, but there was deaths. There definitely was deaths.
Yeah. I remember that people died, dude.
Yeah,
and bring me
right
up
there.
From deaths.
Yeah. Oh, near death.
I think it was just, I don't think anyone actually died. Maybe.
Oh, he broke multiple vertebrae.
I totally thought there was at least two. Did you know how confidently I said two when you guys first asked
well,
that
both
question?
Of you said, just
said
like,
one or two.
Both of you kind of did like a mezza match. Like two, three. What was it?
No.
You know what I mean? Was it two,
over,
three
under.
That died? It's tough to tell. I can't remember. Pick them up. Look them up. It'll be fun. Look up their families while they're crying. Look them up. Two, three. I think it was two, three. Jesus Christ.
Well, he didn't die of coronavirus, so it wasn't covered in the.
You fucking piece of shit. Fucking, what a lazy asshole you are. Ugh. Scapula and skull. Ooh, it's really bad. Yeah, I didn't even know there were any injuries on the thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, but this is one of those shows that you guys said was like, this is just mostly flared, ran for like 2 years and then it's done? Or am I?
Yeah, well, it did well because people wanted to see what the train wreck was going
right.
on.
Eventually became, yeah, let's go see the train wreck.
Can a good Spider-Man show
no.
be done?
Oh, there's, no, it's just like sports. It's like
no,
sports in
no.
theater, man. It can't be done.
No, I think any show can be done if you hit it the right way. But
imagine Batman on Broadway.
But there's Cirque du Soleil and stuff. I mean, obviously, okay. Go ahead, no.
Have you ever seen the Batman Beyond where they actually go see Batman the Musical? It's an episode of Batman Beyond.
Holy shit, I don't remember that.
No. Episode of Batman Beyond.
It's an episode of Batman Beyond.
The cartoon.
Yeah, the cartoon. We're like, for everyone that doesn't know, Bruce Wayne is like super old.
Jeez.
He can't get in the bat suit anymore because he has a heart condition. And
What is a bat suit putting on? What is putting
well,
on
no, because at
power
the, okay, so at this point, it's like an exoskeleton bat suit.
Yeah.
That's like upping his vitals because
right.
he's
right,
fucking
right.
ancient.
Who's out of the realm of it now, losers?
Yeah. but then it's
yeah.
great. No,
bad nerds.
It's great because like the wrinkly skin's getting caught in the gears.
Yeah,
like,
that's really what it is.
Oh, it's pinchy. It's pinchy.
Oh,
stop.
I just
Robin. Robin. Oh, it's pinchy.
There's no.
Oh
there's
God.
No Robin.
I know.
He's
there's
dead.
No Robin.
Yeah, they're all old and dead.
Yeah.
Or older.
Alfred's definitely dead.
Is it? Who's his? Who took care of Batman Beyond? There was
Terry McGinnis.
No.
The guy who ends up being Batman. And then he had the dog.
You're right. Okay.
Yeah, the dog. I forget what the dog's name was.
I don't remember.
But yeah.
It's fine.
Fucking
school us, dude. Brandon.
No, so anyway, they go to the Batman musical as Bruce Wayne and Terry.
Right.
And like Terry's like sitting there going like, "Yeah, Batman." He's like singing the song and like Bruce is like, "Jesus fucking Christ." And then like, yeah, they like fight in the theater and stuff. It's actually really cool. It's
old
like
old Batman, dude.
There's a cool Joker wanted poster in the old GCPD.
That's cool.
That they walk past. It's like a really, yeah,
that's
it's a cool.
I remember
dude,
that
Bruce Timm and Paul Dini, those guys were fantastic. I don't know what happened with Killing Joke, but.
It sucked.
I was really upset. I was really upset. That should have been a 30-minute episode
I had
of
that
something.
Fucking...
So, Ollie, what are you up to lately?
What?
I mean, what?
No.
No. So wait, you're talking about Killing Joke. I thought that was. No.
Same directors.
Oh, so you're
same,
talking. You're
same
talking
artistic
about,
directors
and my cartoons. Okay.
Well, gotcha. The Killing Joke
animation
came out in 1988.
I love it. I love what you're bringing, but also very upset. Very upset in here. But it's fine. But no, because didn't you give me, you
I
did
have,
give me.
I had the Killing Joke.
No,
personally.
No, I know.
It's 1988 came
no,
out.
No, keep talking over what
Sorry.
I'm asking you. It's great. No, but didn't you give me either Killing Joke or Killing Batman? What was the
Death
the
in the
one?
Family?
Death in the Family.
Oh,
I wasn't sure which.
That's,
okay.
Is that so Battle of the Cow? Is that pre-Battle of the Cow? Or is Death in the Family when Tim Drake dies?
That's Death in the Family, and
okay.
It was Jason Todd.
Okay.
Not
oh,
Drake,
right,
Drake
right,
never
right,
died.
Right, 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 right.
Drake, Tim Drake comes Red Wing.
Yes.
Or Red Robin, however.
Yum.
We don't talk about this anymore.
No, we can edit it. We need a whole different episode. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Neil, well to answer played. Your question, The Killing Joke was a comic book. Then it was adapted into an animated movie.
And it was terrible.
Recently. And it was terrible because they got Mark Hamill to do the Joker again. That was the only time Mark Hamill said he would do the Joker again.
It was
again.
Supposed to be
and
like
it was
going to
be
thing.
Good. Yeah. And it fucking blew.
And it wasn't Mark Hamill's fault, to be
no,
clear.
No, it wasn't.
It was
it
bad
wasn't.
Writing.
Terrible
writing. They added a, they did like a tag along fucking like sex
was,
story
yeah,
between
it was Batman
Batwoman
and
Batgirl and yeah
for 30 minutes and then it got to like the end of the Killing Joke and I was
like there's a villain that doesn't even need to be in there. Yes. It's yeah they could have just done the source material.
Well, I did watch an animated Batman thing. I did watch one like back in my old apartment and stuff like that because I was like, yeah, I've
Red
seen
Hood?
These.
What's that? Which one?
No, I that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to be like, wait, which it was like one of them, but I did
like
watch.
That.
No, exactly. Yeah, I think. I think it was just one of those things where I get very confused. I know, and I think you're kind of, it's very expected to be confused. I think there's a lot of alternate stuff that I was always confused. Every time we've talked about this, and there's Patreon episodes of us going through like comic books and things like that, I always get confused. But I get you. Sorry. I know that you had sent me over that sweet book that I still need to check out of like Joker fucking peeling
death
off faces.
Death of a Family.
Yeah, Death of a Family. Excuse me. Anyway, sorry to bore everybody.
New 52.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry to bore everybody, but I like this idea. So wait, we left this off of if you would have seen Batman on. Are you asking Adam if he would have saw Batman the musical?
Apparently, he would have. So.
Of course, he would have. 100%.
I mean, I would have too, but I don't want to.
Yeah, you do.
Like, hey, it's kind of like how I went to Rocky.
You
I was like, I want to, but
okay, if you had to do it,
he brings
you
up
had
Rocky to, again. There it is,
dude. Always, always. Oh, great musical. Great musical.
Wait, if that was the case, if they had a Batman on Broadway, who would be the villain? Who would be a good villain?
It'd have to be Joker.
Yeah.
You think it'd have to be Joker?
Yeah,
it'd
have to be.
Yeah, but they'd have to do it after like three different shows.
What about like
the other villains and fucking jerk outs? You gotta have like a Mr. Zazz, and then you gotta build up to a fucking nonsense.
Just Victor Zazz, but close.
I don't fucking
know. That was good. You got Zazz right.
I brought that in from another podcast I listen to. I hate myself. Listen. No. Listen. But no, who would you, if you had to do it, if you had one, you had to compose. Yeah, you know where I'm going. Yeah, dude. Let's bring in movies. You love movies.
He's so mad about this whole idea.
I love the idea. I love the thing they went into, which all comics can understand and everyone can really understand, is just like, well, what do you guys think about like musicals like from movies and stuff? What do you think about them becoming like real, right? Like, what do you think becoming into... Which I think is a terrible idea. I think it's like, oh, there's a great movie that was awesome. Yeah, smooth. I think it's like a terrible idea.
Yeah.
But if you had to, compose.
If I had to compose.
Okay, Batman, the musical.
Yeah.
Okay, and you had to be one of the actors, I guess. I don't know.
Commissioner
if you
want Gordon,
to act as well,
I'd be Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, that's a smart move, actually. Yes, I could see that. I could see that 100%.
Commissioner Gordon.
Because he grows out here.
Right now I look like a baby.
Christian Gordon can be bald. That's no problem. But, like, would you try to do something in the... I know you're like, I hate the show already. I don't care about it. But, like, if you... What would you do? You have all the creative control. This is an answerable question. You cannot
I don't
do
want
it.
To influence
Ollie,
the decision.
I'm trying to what? Book you. I have the money to do it. I won the lottery. Don't talk about it. Like,
I would be like...
You'd be like, pass. That's what he's saying.
All the money in the world, too.
We're bringing Blazing Saddles to Broadway. I'm all over that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened with Mel Brooks.
They were trying to.
Oh, right.
He was trying to, and then it kind of fell apart. I mean,
that would be fun.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I agree.
One of my favorite jokes of all time, like, I mean, not my favorite, one of my favorite jokes out of that movie, I should say, is always just like, it's just like when he reaches out his hands when they're in line at Ku Klux Klan, and he's just like, oh, you forgot to wash your hands. And he's like, you can see it's coming off.
He puts his hand over.
And I just go like, it's such physicality. And I like, I mean, well, it's not such physicality, I should say, but it's like such a beautiful turn on that. It's like so stupid. But anyway, but okay, you would just pass. Fair enough.
You would
be Commissioner Gordon.
I would be Commissioner Gordon, yeah.
Because he's a whore.
But wouldn't you want the challenge, Ollie? Wouldn't you want the challenge of like, what if I made this music just like we reviewed, maybe a podcast that people will listen to, Shrek? What if you were like, what if this music was great? What if I did this and brought this together with a writer?
Because it wouldn't be.
All right.
Because I worked on project that had been absolutely
I shows.
He's seen too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Like, I'm still 26. I'm an idiot. I'm like, yeah, I'm Commissioner Gordon.
I'll do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is my second rodeo.
He's like,
so
no,
I know. Yeah.
Fuck all this. Like,
no. He's Penguin?
What's up?
Penguin?
Well, sure, he could pull
Why, because I look like Danny DeVito?
But he's too tall.
That can be fixed with a
that
chain.
That could be fixed. That could
yeah,
be.
If I lost weight, I could be.
But hold on. But the penguin doesn't need to be.
If I got,
you're having a conversation over top of his. But yeah, no, you're right. You could.
But what are you gonna do? Is what's Bane's song gonna be? It would have.
Yeah, I would love to see Bane sing. It'd
be
so
rap.
Much.
It would have to be like some kind of rap.
Bane singing makes me hard. I'd be out of with you.
I break.
I
break. Your spirit.
I think if
from a creative standpoint, it makes it a night. That's why I'm so happy. He was just like, I would never take that. Because from a creative standpoint, the idea was like, okay, we have to have Bane sing. Well, I just go like, no, like no, well, like no.
Yeah, no.
How about
yeah,
no, no? Because no? That's insane. That's
fuck
a,
it. It sucks. Cut it.
Yes, yes. I'm going to sing for you. Like it's like the most
feeling.
Like it sounds. I am terrified of that. That's why the idea that they even put Spider-Man on, I was like, oh, Spider-Man's a show on Broadway. That's a bad idea. I haven't even seen it, so I don't even know. But
Shaman.
So is Rocky, Shaman. But that Zach doesn't know that.
It's a great movie.
The only master.
It's a great movie.
So,
movie, yes.
Great show.
Show, no. Shut up.
Great show.
Shut up.
Coming in closing, we should come to a close, which we're good at these. We're super good. Prepare yourself. Cool. You're ready. I can see it in your face. You're ready. Jesse, you ready? Okay, cool. Don't say anything. When I kick it to you, don't say anything. Okay, cool. Gentlemen, keep it tight. In closing, I would like to say thank you very much for being here and for sharing your knowledge with us, sharing your well-being with us. Just really having you here matters to us as a cult unto ourselves. From the president point of view, you can see he's hard, which matters.
Raging.
From a pope point of view, I can tell that you guys touch boys. And we don't do that here. We don't do butt
rule.
Stuff. We don't do butt stuff. You have to like butt stuff.
You have to like
we don't
butt
do
stuff,
butt stuff.
We don't do it.
Yeah.
You got to be into it.
So it's fine. So
wait, hold on.
No.
We have two rules.
It's fine. Doesn't matter.
Two rules.
Doesn't matter.
We touch boys?
No.
You guys touch boys.
You guys.
No. I can. You when look at like you touch boys.
What?
You touch boys. So. You literally touch boys, but thank you for bringing.
He's saying your bald face and head.
I'm gonna have to kill you now.
Honestly, it looks like. I mean, come on, let's be honest here. There's like a little bit of an Epstein thing going on. Yeah. You look like some guy in
I
Kensington.
Look like a boy.
I'm a real boy. No. You look like a boy who doesn't know he's in big right now, and he's like walking around with his dick out in Kensington.
This is a fucking deep cut. He looks like the baby that Angelica and Rugrats has nightmares about. And if you get that, fucking that's a crusher up. If you don't,
that's how I feel.
There's a Jim Henson puppet somewhere that looks a little like him. I just don't know what it is. It's from Labyrinth.
All of Jim Henson's puppets look like
Benson.
You.
Sorry. Also, you look great. But it matters.
You're Benson, though.
No, you look good. No, but I want to say thank you guys for coming on. Thank you guys for coming on.
I love you, though.
Yeah.
No, we're really glad you had
it. It's been a nightmare.
Neil trashed you at the end real hard, but I didn't. And keep that in mind. Your president did it.
I didn't trash anybody, I don't think.
No.
Did I trash anybody?
No, of course not. Just called us boy touchers. Anyway,
I call him like I say. So it matters. No, you guys look
double down. I appreciate it. I'm back on his side for doubling down.
We all know what musical theater people do. Don't even. Why are we talking about this? Check out their podcast, Boy Toucher Breeders, and it's pretty great. And it's pretty good. No, it's a great.
You,
guys, give it up.
Neil drank too much because he just keeps repeating himself.
Boy Toucher Breeders. I did not.
All right,
not
ready? That's all it gets.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. That's actually something I appreciate. Stop to do less actually for you. Other than that, for the ending of this podcast, who knows where we're going to go? No one knows.
You can just stop talking.
No. I don't think we should. You guys are like making this a thing. It doesn't need to be.
No. Do we need to plug again?
No. We're not going to plug.
He's just being a dick.
No. I'm trying to.
On?
I'm trying to leave on something nice, and you guys are ruining it. Is what's happening.
I'm just sitting
don't
here.
You.
So
you're do less. It's a thing of I'm
I
trying to leave
you off. You stop me. So you know what?
Of course, you're the president. I'm the pope. You can't jerk me off.
Should I anoint you as
why don't we do a ceremony?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Excuse me. Ceremony. Off, you stop me. That's
not for me, dumb dumb.
It's not a
you
ceremony.
You just hired him as your fucking
secretary of alcohol.
Yeah, secretary
I
of alcohol.
And
yes.
Booze?
Lord, I bless you.
Yes, no,
please.
Do not throw booze on me.
A little bit. Just a
I will
touch.
Throw booze on you, though.
Just
No.
No.
What? Booze. I'm just going to give
you. How dare you? What, I mean.
Come here. Come here, my child.
Anoint him.
I hired him.
How? He should anoint you, or you should anoint him.
Right.
One of the
so
two.
We have to. No, we should pour beer in our hand and shake on it. That's what we do for presidency.
That's
stuff.
The stupidest thing I've ever heard.
All right, I'm done.
Why?
You should
trash
take
it.
His beer.
Trash it. Fuck
no.
This.
You should take his beer and pour it into his mouth.
Oh, okay.
That's what should happen.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Try to get this in. If you can right now, it's fine. This is just tradition. So try to get it in his mouth.
We're fucking this up so hard.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Get it in. This matters for every... This matters. Please get it in there. Just a little bit of beer.
This is a full thing of beer.
It doesn't matter.
Make it fast.
Don't...
I have so much friends.
He's going to fuck
right
it up.
Now.
Don't do this. I know it.
First.
I'm fine. Good.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Ready?
Go ahead.
Go.
Go in. There we go. Yes, take it. Take it, bitch. Okay, you're messing it up, Adam? Also, oh, nice.
Yeah.
There it is. That has been called. You have been anointed. Blessed be upon you. Thank you. I appreciate
honored.
You. You have been Ollie, I apologize for everything we've had. I just tell your kids don't watch this or don't listen. Tell your wife you're doing something else. Thank you, Zachy. I appreciate you so much. Ollie, I appreciate you. Of course, Jesse, I appreciate you as well. I have been Neil Wood. This has been Adam Nutter.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.